This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. Kim St. Ajan here alongside Carl Middleman and Sue Thomas with us as well, checking your traffic on the way back and forth to work. A busy hour for us here. We got Shannon Bream from Fox News Sunday coming up here at about 8:22, and our buddy Griff Jenkins at the bottom of the hour, as we do on every Thursday. Good to get Griff on here. He's been dealing with more of these immigration issues at the border and what's going on down there. Maybe the Guantanamo Bay story with Pete Hegseth. So we'll get to all of that for you here in just a few minutes. But as you know, and we've talked about this quite a bit, Kim and I both, and Kim from personal experience and losing her job at Channel 4, were impacted by the COVID vaccine and mandates and all of that. And we've talked about that quite a bit on the show. There is a new book out called The Pfizer Papers, Pfizer's Crimes Against Humanity, authored in part by Dr. Naomi Wolf, and we're fortunate enough to get her on the phone this morning. Dr. Wolf, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you very much for this book, because it seems to sort of open the door here to what a lot of us suspected and worried about. And your findings here kind of draw the conclusion that Pfizer knew a lot more about maybe the side effects of this vaccine than any of us knew.
Yes, well, that's certainly the case. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because the reality is so, you know, so difficult to even put into words. It's so extreme. But basically, you're right. Our project was initiated by Steve Bannon, who, when in 2022, Pfizer was forced to, well, actually, the FDA was forced to release 450,000 documents, internal Pfizer documents, because a lawyer, Aaron Seary, had won a court order against them, compelling this disclosure. Bannon knew that there was no way a journalist could go through all that material, and also that it was too technical for any journalist to understand. So he tasked me with the project that brought about this book, which was a call to what became 3,250 doctors and scientists worldwide who volunteered now for nearly 3 years to write the reports that you find in this book, Pfizer Papers. And unfortunately, what they found is that this is the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history, with Pfizer knowing that the side effects were catastrophically different, far more severe, far more vast in number than the, you know, warnings on the CDC site or, you know, Pfizer's own warnings. And, you know, knowing that there were 1,225 deaths within 3 months, you know, half of the deaths in two of our reports were within 48 hours of the injection, knowing that the vaccine didn't work to stop COVID. They concluded a month into the rollout that the vaccine failed, failure of efficacy and vaccine failure, in their words. And in fact, the third most common side effect in the Pfizer papers is COVID. And, you know, a number of other kind of horrific outcomes and headlines, which I can go into. But I should stress in our brief time together that the centerpiece of the Pfizer documents is that these injections are an attack on human fertility in like a 360 degree, every aspect and stage of human reproduction, this injection attacks.
Because there was a huge uptick in the number of miscarriages. I know many women were saying their menstrual cycles were impacted, and it made it seem like the women who had that impact were kind of told, well, it's not what you think. Your menstrual cycle is just kind of being weird. It has nothing to do with the shot. But your findings say it absolutely did, right?
Oh, without question. Mm-hmm. And that, me as a woman, this is one of the most horrific parts of these disclosures. Pfizer, well, I was deplatformed by X at the, or then Twitter, at the behest of the White House and the CDC, as it turns out, in 2021 for warning on Twitter that women were reporting menstrual symptoms upon receiving the mRNA injection. And, you know, this is women's eyewitness accounts of their own bodies, right? Which, as a feminist who's covered women's sexual and reproductive health for 40 years, listen to women, right? That's how we found out about silicone breast implant symptoms and how we found out about problems with IUDs. And like, this is like a basic, like women should be allowed to say what's happening to them themselves, right? But I was deplatformed and globally smeared, and actually Elon Musk just settled with me for having done that. But having said that, Pfizer knew that they were silencing me for saying something that turned out to be a really important warning. And I should say Pfizer via the White House and the FDA, because what Pfizer was doing was creating a chart in the Pfizer documents of tens of thousands of women showing horrible menstrual problems. So there's this chart that shows, 15,000 women are bleeding every day, 10,000 women have two periods a month now, 7,500 women have no periods at all, meaning they're totally infertile. Here are women hemorrhaging, here are women passing tissue, here are, 10-year-old girls bleeding upon being injected, here are 85-year-old women bleeding upon being injected. And they just wrote it down. They just took note, but they knew that they were causing these catastrophic harms. And I'm not a medical doctor, but I took eighth grade biology. So I knew in 2021 that if women were reporting problems with their menstrual cycles, that there would be fertility problems down the road. Now in 2025, you're rightly noting 13-20% drop in live births, horrible miscarriage.
Which is so sad, and it's crazy because you can't sue the companies like Pfizer for this. There's immunity for them, which is insane.
Correct. This is the PrEP Act. It's one of the worst pieces of legislation we've ever passed. It's a 1989 law that basically says no matter how badly you get hurt or if a loved one dies because of a pharmaceutical intervention, you can't sue them. They have complete legal impunity. So hopefully with RFK Jr. at HHS, that will change. That would be a big sea change. But there are ways, a lot of people, we have two lawsuits against Pfizer nonetheless, because like fraud, you can sue them for. A couple of attorneys general are suing them for, or taking action against them for, false advertising. I think they've committed trafficking. I mean, there are ways still to get at them legally, but you're right. You can't sue them for getting hurt.
Yeah, and what a shame. Of course, Dr. Naomi Wolf, our guest right now, author of the Pfizer papers, that you have a government that can't be held responsible for it. You have a company that can't be held responsible for it. A 20% drop in live births. And how about the ongoing, the lingering effects from people who took this because they were mandated to, or they bought into the fact that there weren't going to be any problems? I've noticed, and it was an observation I made, the spike in the number of otherwise healthy young men who were dropping dead on athletic fields. And there's got to be a connection there, right?
Oh, it's so sad. I mean, the Pfizer papers, our book, explains exactly what's happening. So many people listening probably have loved ones who have cancers that are moving very fast. Strokes, dementias, Bell's palsy, kidney damage, liver damage, none of, in my own circle, so many people are sick. and none of their doctors are telling them that these are vaccine-related symptoms. But I know from having, you know, gone over and edited these reports that every one of these symptoms, which are so on the rise, like visibly on the rise, along with excess deaths, are a result of these injections. So, for instance, you mentioned young adults dropping dead. On the athletic field, Pfizer knew the SEC filing in 2021 of BioNTech, the subsidiary that creates the injection, describes dropping, you know, falling from a height as one of the symptoms. And you weren't told that. And so many people have fallen, right? I know half a dozen people have just dropped, like fallen and injured themselves, fallen and, you know, hurt themselves. That's a symptom. But the myocarditis in young adults, the FDA, the CDC, working on behalf of Pfizer, they were informed in April of 2021 by the Israeli Ministry of Health that young adults and minors were sustaining heart damage from the injection. Instead of telling us, one of our lawyers FOIA'd every mention of myocarditis from the White House and got a shocking set of documents, which Senator Johnson is going to be pursuing in hearings. And these show that instead of sitting down and warning the parents of America not to inject their kids with this or their young adults because it caused heart damage, there was a flurry, and the people who are emailed and emailing back are Dr. Walensky, Dr. Fauci, Alex Azar, the head of HHS, Dr. Collins, and 15 White House staffers, like the most senior people. And what they're doing is freaking out to cover up the information. And they produced a 17-page report script that is completely redacted that they used, you'll recall, in all of that summer and fall of 2021 in this huge push to tell kids to get injected, young adults to get. And they're dropping dead from myocarditis. Exactly.
I can't wait to read it. The Pfizer papers, Pfizer's crimes against humanity. Dr. Naomi Wolf, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Take care.
Absolutely valuable information.
Get more at 971talk.com.